Jesus, you're the one who made me new. I want nothing else apart from you. I will only sing your praise. Should the world beneath me break in two, find me standing strong on you. Jesus,
church, good morning. Welcome. You may have a seat. I am so excited that you're here with us this morning. It is going to be a wonderful day, and I'll tell you why here in just a moment. But first, if you're a visitor, if this is your first time here, your first time in a long time, I'd like to say welcome home. It is going to be a great day. If you wouldn't mind, grab that yellow card in front of you, or there's a QR code on your bulletin. If you wouldn't mind filling that out. And at the end of today's service, if you'll take it right outside, there is a booth that says welcome. If you wouldn't mind giving that yellow card or showing the person standing there your online form, because we have a gift for you. I promise we're not going to hound you. We're not going to call you 13 times a week and say, is this a good time to take a survey, when it's not a good time to take a survey. We just like to know how we can pray for you. But it is going to be a very special day here. Today is our special youth fundraiser, our youth-led service. Our teenagers are currently serving a meal right now to those who attended the first service, and they will continue to serve a barbecue lunch right after this service. Now, that lunch is free. They are already made in to-go boxes, so if you'd like to just grab some and take them home, or if you'd like to go into the gym and eat, that is perfectly okay. But we are here just to serve you. That meal, again, is free. So how then is this going to be a fundraiser? Well, we're trying to go to youth camp in June, and our goal is to raise $11,325. And the way we raise $11,325 is right outside these doors, there's a wall with some envelopes hanging from it. The envelopes are numbered 1 to 150. If you wouldn't mind grabbing one of those envelopes, and let's say the envelope says 32 on it, if you wouldn't mind, put $32 in the $32 envelope. If you have, let's say, $26, but the $26 envelope is gone, just grab the next one down. Because if we can get all of those envelopes filled, we will reach $11,325, and we'll be able to use that money to go to youth camp here in a few short weeks. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what God can do through youth camp here in the coming moments. I am just so thankful that you're here today. You are going to get to be blessed. That praise band you just heard, we get to hear them every Sunday night at Best Night of the Week. And you are going to hear from several other of our teenagers here in the coming moments. And along that way, I'm going to pray. And then children, if you'll come to the front, and two of our young people are going to lead through children's time. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much for everyone in this room, God. We thank you for this opportunity to build moments, to build these kingdom-building moments that help glorify you and help build your kingdom, God. We ask that you bless the students here in a moment, you calm any nerves that they may have, and you bless the food that we will serve a little bit later. We love you, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So children, come on down.
Hi guys. Okay. So, everyone see this? Oh gosh, that's up. Does anyone know what this is? What is it called?
Okay, what's it called? A weight.
A weight.
And it helps your health.
Your health? Yeah. So this is called a dumbbell, and so I already kind of answered my next question, what it's used for, and it's used to help make your muscles stronger and to work out.
So raise your hand if you've ever worked out before. And after you worked out, did y'all feel tired or did you feel super energetic?
Crazy!
A Okay, so I try to work out at least 5 times a week, and I use weights or barbells like my dumbbell here to get my muscles stronger. And did you know it's the same way with our spiritual muscles too?
Why is it called a dumbbell?
I don't know.
We need to exercise our faith for it to get stronger too. Just like our regular body's muscles, if we don't exercise them often, they'll become weak.
Has anyone ever broken a bone before and had to get a cast?
I haven't.
You haven't? No. No one's broken a bone before? Oh. Okay, well, I've had to break a bone before and I've had a cast.
That hurt.
It did hurt, yeah. He broke his arm.
Well, when you take that cast off, what does it look like?
Since no one's broken their bone, I'll just tell you. It's, when you take it off, it's kind of gross because you've had it on for like 6 weeks or however long you need it. And I broke my arm, so it was weak, pale due to the lack of use. And did you know that can happen to our faith too if we don't exercise it regularly?
Can you read this all the way to right here?
That's kind of like the weights for our spirit.
Yes, just like that.
Not that I have already reached the goal or am already perfect, but I make every effort to take hold of it because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead.
And what do you think are some ways that you can grow in your faith?
What are some ways you can grow your faith?
By singing praises and praying to God to ask for help.
What do you think, Sawyer? Do you know Jacob? So there are many ways. You can go to church, read your Bible, pray. Talk to God.
Our faith is strong. Having faith in God often requires choosing to have confidence in Him and what He has done for us.
So it's almost summer, and our church is currently planning VBS, kids camp, and mission trips. And maybe you guys think that you're too young to go to the Dominican, or you can't serve because you're still too young. But God says in Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are too young.
You can still help in many ways, like praying for those who are going and helping to get donations for the church and inviting your friends to VBS.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the youth for helping with the services and lunches. Help us to exercise our faith and to continue to grow strong in our relationship with you and to have the courage to trust in you completely. Amen.
Hey, will y'all stand with us as we continue to worship this morning?
Every blessing to my heart too. Jesus. He who was and still is and will be through it all. So go away in the space between all the things I've seen and this reckoning.
So church, as we continue to worship this morning, we're going to give our tithes and offerings back to God because he's been so gracious with us. And we have a couple of ways to do that. One way is online. One way is through our app. Another way, if you're here in person, is we have a couple of boxes back on the walls by the exits. You are more than welcome to use those. And at this moment, we're going to go ahead and turn it to the Lord in prayer.
Dear God, thank you for bringing everybody here today to worship you. Thank you for giving the band the courage to sing to you in front of everybody. Thank you for providing us with money for camp so that we can learn about you. Please help missions as we give the money to go to other countries and spread your glory, because some people aren't born in a place where they can worship freely. Some people don't have parents who know about God, so then it's harder for them to know you. But when we share your word and your glory with them, then they will know you. Amen.
camp has always been such a super formative experience for me. I've been going from when I was a sixth grader until last year as a freshman in college, where I got to go as a youth intern. I have always loved youth camp. It's been a chance for me to kind of break the routine of my life, to escape anything that was stressing or worrying me, and to just reevaluate where I was in my walk with Christ. And it could often, my faith itself could often become a routine, and so a chance to break that and really think about what I was doing, but also just listen to what God had to say to me. He always had something to teach me in that week, and it wasn't always what I expected, but it was always fun and rewarding to just listen to his voice and hear what he had to teach me. That did not stop as the intern. It continued, but beyond that, I got to see a whole other side of the camp. I got to see the amount of work, organization, and prayer that was just poured into that week by organizers of the camp, leaders, any mentors that came. And it was just, I don't know, it was super cool. And beyond that, to see the way God was working in the lives of the teenagers of our church, to see them meet with God and hear his voice and learn from him. It was super rewarding to see the way he was working in people beyond myself. And even beyond our church, the way that same thing was happening in other churches and hearing other youth leaders talking about it. It just brought youth camp to a whole other scale for me, and just seeing how many people God was reaching and how much he was working in that week. It was a really rewarding experience, and I'm thankful for it.
Hi, my name is Sarah Heslip, and at camp this summer, I accepted a call into missions. I chose to let go of the plan that I had for my life and allow God to fully infiltrate my life in every aspect of it. And since doing that, God has been faithful in giving me opportunities to live my life for him. And one of the opportunities that I'm extremely excited about is this summer I get to be a youth intern in a youth group this summer. So, yay!
All right, so that was our former summer intern as well as our upcoming summer intern. Both of them, church members. Becca, she grew up in this church. She's been here for longer than I have. Sarah, y'all probably know her dad, Pastor Stephen. Just another way that this church is building the kingdom of God, even outside these walls. What we have here are five of our amazing teenagers, and which aren't they doing such a great job so far? Wasn't the band so, didn't they do so good? So here's five of them, and they are going to share a little bit about their experience at camp. As I said earlier, our church is trying to build these kingdom moments, and we're not always familiar what a moment is. Now, a moment can be something as small as having a conversation with your son or daughter at the dinner table, or it can be as big as going to youth camp, or it can be serving in the church, or it could be surrendering to ministry. It could be something small or something big, but there's so much that happens in between. So much stuff that happens with you building moments into these teenagers. And so you are going to get an opportunity to hear some of these moments about what God is doing in their lives. So real quick, we're going to kind of introduce each other. Mackenzie, I'm going to start with you, and we're just going to pass the microphone all the way down. So Mackenzie, get it.
Hi.
Oh, Mackenzie, tell everybody your name. Tell everybody what grade you're in. And is there anything else, Sean? How many years you've been at camp?
Hi.
You can start now.
Thank you, Micah.
You're welcome.
Okay, anyways, my name is Mackenzie Andrews. I am in 11th grade, and this is going to be my sixth year going to youth camp.
Hi, my name is Audrey Brish. I'm a junior, like Mackenzie, and this will be my second year going to camp.
I'm Kyle McComb, and I'm in 8th grade. This is my third year going to camp.
Hi, I'm Max Carroll. I'm in 8th grade, and this is going to be my first year going to camp.
Hi, I'm Sean. It's going to be my third year going to camp this year.
All right. So several of them have been to camp in the past, Mackenzie since practically forever. Now, Max right here, this will be his first time to go to youth camp with us. He has been to camp before, but He and his family are new to our church, but I wanted him to come up and share anyways kind of what God is doing in his life because of this church, not necessarily because of what he experienced at camp. So I've got a couple of questions for you guys to kind of share with them some of the moments that we've had at camp. And Sean, since you have the microphone, why don't you start and just kind of share with everybody, because maybe not everyone went to a youth camp. So just share one of your favorite camp memories.
Okay, so overall, it was playing Ultimate Frisbee, but there's one specific memory of Ultimate Frisbee. So one day we decided, hey, let's play Ultimate Frisbee in the hallway we were staying in. And so...
Wait. What hallway?
The one we were staying in. The
of the dorm?
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay, anyways, we were throwing it, and then I'll admit it, I hit one of the lights. It chipped, but you, that wasn't it.
You broke a light?
A little bit. Anyways.
How do you a little bit break a light?
So we threw, we kept going.
Oh my gosh.
And
that was y'all. I'm sorry, church. Okay. Pastor Steven, you need to charge the Andrews for a broken light at camp.
I'm not done.
You're not?
No.
Oh boy.
So this one kid decided, hey, I'm going to be, like, special. So he decided to come out and say, stop messing around. Grabbed the Frisbee, threw it as hard as he could, hit the light. The light fell down. We all ran to our dorms. But we came back the next year, and the light was there because we saw the chip.
Wow.
Yeah. Camp's fun.
Camp's fun. Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time. My goodness. That's why we got the bill. Okay, give the microphone to your sister. She's got to save you. Wow. Okay. Thanks, buddy. Mackenzie, please share something godly that you remember from camp.
Well, I'm going to share a little fun memory. My favorite camp memory was last year on the last night of camp. Me and Avery were walking back to our dorm area, and we went into the common area, and there was like a bunch of people playing karaoke and dancing and just having a really fun time. So we just joined them, and we danced, and we sang all night until curfew.
This is not looking good for us right now. Oh, man. Actually, church, I do have to let you know. I did know about this. Sean thought it would be really funny while I was on sabbatical last month to break into my office with the help of a couple of other people and hide no less than 100 rubber snakes in my office. And I told him I would get him back. So this is...
There's still more.
So this is that. Audrey, would you mind sharing one of your favorite memories from camp? But I got to ask, does anything break in it?
Sadly, no. Maybe this year, though. Yes.
Oh.
Just kidding. So my favorite camp memory is when I decided to be baptized. It was the second or third day that we had been at camp, and I had asked Micah like a million questions and just stuff about being baptized and about being a Baptist and everything. And I just really, really kind of aligned myself with this because it's a lot of what I had believed. And so it was during one of the all group, like every camp, every school or whatever church was there. And the pastor of all of it was like, well, if there's anyone who wants to make like a life-changing decision and want to, you know, become baptized and stand up. And so I stood up and Micah turned around and looked at me. I have to say he was crying. I was crying. My brother was crying. We all just like took a second and cried a little bit, but it was the best decision I've ever made, and I was baptized last summer.
Yeah, she was, and speaking of her brother who was crying, I was crying. I had cut onions earlier, but her brother that was there, he's also going to be an intern for us this summer, so excited to have him. Now, Audrey, since you have the microphone, what is something that God taught you at camp last year?
So last year was my first year at camp. I I had a lot of fun. So, but throughout my entire life, I've had a struggle with, I always believed I was being judged by other people, and it would stop me from doing a lot of things, particularly like worshiping God, like in mass and stuff, and singing, and kind of showing any passion I had towards certain things. And so at camp last year, for the first day or so, I had a real trouble of like singing and dancing around, because there were a lot of people dancing. They show some moves at camp. But I just couldn't. It was very hard for me. But I just had a moment where I truly felt that God was telling me, like, it's okay. Like, no one here cares. Like, just let loose. It's okay. And then for days, I danced around with, like, Mackenzie and some of my other friends and truly, like, just screamed the word of God. And I think God gave me that freedom. So.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Kyle, why don't you take the microphone next, Kyle? And I'm going to ask you the same question. What is something that God taught you at camp last year?
God taught me to always have a relationship with Him and spread the word to the people that don't know Him, or even the people that know Him but don't necessarily have a relationship with Him.
Awesome. Way to go, man. Why don't you pass it down to Max? Now, Max, you didn't go to camp with us last year. This will be your first time with us. But what is something in the last several months that y'all have been here, what is something that God has been teaching you?
That whenever things don't go according to plan, or when they don't pan out how you would like them to trust in the process and really give it up to God, because after all, He does have, like, a part of His perfect plan is the things that happen. So knowing that whatever happens to you right now is going to work out in the future has really helped me a lot.
Wonderful, wonderful, awesome, man. What? Sean, your turn. Same thing. Going to let you redeem yourself. What is something that God taught you at camp last year?
So God taught me, like, quite a few things at camp, but I didn't learn as much as I wanted it to. But not learning a lot helped me learn something. It helped me learn that I won't gain spiritual knowledge or help if I don't put my heart into it and seek for it. And I just need to let go and let God take over and put my heart towards Him.
So you need to apply kind of what you've learned to really make it sink in.
Right.
Awesome, man. Way to go. Way to go. So what are some verses that have stuck out to you? Max, why don't you share kind of the verse that God's put on your heart lately?
For me, a verse that stuck out to me recently, in recent times. Test.
Okay.
Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. When I first read that, I didn't really think a lot of it, but then upon further inspection, like after I studied it, I learned that when Paul was talking about, he said, for to live is Christ. That means when you follow Christ throughout your life, when you live for Christ, to die is gain. That means that death isn't a bad thing. Like, that means that you can see God sooner. And I don't know, something about that really spoke to me.
Kind of like this resurrected life that Pastor Brian has been talking about lately.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, awesome, Max. Go ahead and pass it down to Kyle. Now, Kyle, earlier you shared about how God wants us to be a little bit more bold in proclaiming His name and speaking His name. That's hard, right? Like, that's easier said than done. But you have a verse that you picked out that God has really just put on your heart that's really helps us with kind of that doubt and knowing, can we do things? Why don't you share that verse with us?
My favorite verse right now is Mark 9:23, and Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible through one or for one who believes. Because it helps me, like, realize that if I have God, anything is possible. And if I get, like, nervous or scared or I don't think I can do something, I think back to this verse, and it just helps me remember that if I have God, like, I can do it.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Pass that down to Mackenzie. Mackenzie, you have a wonderful verse from the book of Psalms. And it's one of my favorite verses. It's I wouldn't say it's my life verse, but it's like my second life verse.
So the verse that sticks out to me the most is in Psalms. It's Psalm 119:14. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. This verse has been very put into my life right now because it's a daily reminder that no matter what people think of me, only God's opinion matters, and that I am his child, and he loves me the way I am, and he made me the way I am for a reason.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Mackenzie, for sharing that. I love that, fearfully and wonderfully made. That one has always spoke a lot to me as well. So one of the great things about youth camp is it connects the generations. It's not just myself and the teenagers out there. There are several adults who make youth camp possible. And that is so key to making a church flourish and a church to grow, is having several people pouring into the next generation up. Something Pastor B always says is we're one generation removed from being extinct. We're planning on saying that later, so I'm sorry if I stole your fire. But that's so true, and these teenagers aren't up here because of me. They're not up here because of their parents, although their parents have a bigger influence on their spiritual lives than I do, but also because of you. You're up here. You pour into them. Several of them you have seen several times, like Sean, Mackenzie, and Kyle. They have been here since the beginning of time, at least the beginning of their time. And you've probably seen them in the hallways. Anytime you smile at some of our teenagers, anytime you pray for them, anytime you give to a youth camp or whatever it is you do, you're creating little moments. And these moments help build and help shape these teenagers, even if they're years and years later. I mean, think about the adults in your life at church that spoke into you, and maybe you have a Sunday school leader or just someone you knew at church that was just so kind to you, and that's why you're here today. And so kind of along those lines, what are some adults that you've really connected with at camp? Mackenzie, let's start with you.
So the adult that I've connected with at camp is Candy Smith. She's always been there for me and my friends, and she is such a role model. She's an amazing role model. And she loves the Lord so much, and she has come to camp with us for a few times, and the memories my friends and I have made with her are just all amazing.
Yeah. She's going to be sad she wasn't here to hear that. Audrey, why don't you share that young lady who really poured into you at camp last year?
So as Micah knows, I wrote about two people. One was Micah, and the other one was our group leader, Anna. She's over there, so I'm just going to, like, stare at her for a while. So Anna was our group leader. There was a group of probably about, like, five girls. They were a little older than me. And we just had, like, such a fun time. We would talk a lot about scriptures and about different stories in the Bible. And Anna really kind of helped us to, like, connect that to our lives and try to really understand what God was telling us. And I'm always so grateful to her for it. She was there for my first year of camp, and she always helped me talk to people and just had a really good time. So I love you, Anna. Thank you.
Awesome. Sean, there's a young man that really poured into you at camp. Who was that?
So the person I really connected with was Spencer. He was one of the old youth interns. He was the youth intern for about a year and a half. But he really showed me, like, what to do in certain situations and how to handle things, even if it's rough or easy, no matter how, just how to handle it. And he's just a great role model, a mentor, and also a great friend.
Yeah. Spencer, by the way, he and his now wife, Issa, who are both interns for us, they actually got married right there. They are now youth leaders at another local church. So that's just another way that this church is pouring in to the next generation, even beyond these walls at a sister church. So what, guys, what are something that you are looking forward to at camp this year? Max, I want to start with you. What is something that you are looking forward to with this being your first year to go with this group?
Yeah, like you said, it's going to be my first year at church camp, so I'm really looking forward to making new friends as well as growing closer to the friends that I've made already this year at church. So making new friends.
Awesome.
New relationships as well.
Awesome. Kyle, how about you? What's something you're looking forward to at camp?
Something I'm looking forward to at camp is to just be with my friends and strengthen my relationship with God and hopefully maintain that strength after camp and keep my relationship with Christ strong.
Awesome. Way to go, man. Audrey, how about you?
This year, I'm looking forward to the Christian worship songs. This was one of my favorite parts. And I also look forward to meeting new people and meeting new people who have that faith in God and being able to have conversations with them about that. So,
all right, Mackenzie.
So what I'm excited for this summer is there's going to be this leadership program that's going on in the camp, and I think in the morning we're going to be learning about leadership and all of that, and then in the afternoon we're going to apply it and we're going to teach rec and we're going to just have fun and do all other leadership things. But the reason I'm excited about this is because this past summer I have been called to ministry. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was one of our three, I believe, that surrendered to ministry at youth camp last year. So again, church, we're building the kingdom, making the kingdom crowded even beyond these walls. And the leadership thing Mackenzie was talking about, Horizon Leadership, is something we're very excited about doing this year. We've never been to Horizon Camp. It is out at Heart of Texas at Lake Brownwood. And Mackenzie is going to be our first young lady to go through that program. And so we're excited to see what happens next. So church, y'all have heard some of their stories about why camp is so wonderful to them, what camp has done in their life, and really what this church has done in these students' lives. And so what I'd like for them to do now is just share with you a way that you can pray specifically for each one of them, but also for the rest of the group that's getting ready to go. So Mackenzie, if you'll start and just kind of pass the microphone on down.
So a way that y'all can pray for me is by just praying that I will grow in my faith and just trust in God and let him lead me through my path and my journey forward.
I ask the church to pray for me to be able to realize what God is trying to tell me and for me to be able to grow my faith at camp.
The church can pray for safe travels to and from camp and that I keep my relationship with Jesus strong.
Y'all can pray for me to grow closer to God and to build healthy habits in order to grow my relationship with God.
So one way y'all could pray for me is by just helping me find peace within the Lord and to gain all the wisdom and knowledge he wants to show me through camp and just to maintain that throughout the year.
Awesome, awesome. Well, guys, I'm going to go ahead and ask y'all to take y'all's stools over there and y'all can have a seat. Now, church, while they're doing that, there's a couple of things, a couple of themes that popped up that I would like for y'all to kind of hear and get and to kind of mull over in the coming weeks. First is that God is at work in the lives of our teenagers. Amen. I am so proud of not only these five that were up here, not only those doing the band, but we have a young man back there who's doing everything you see on the computer. We've had several that were greeting at the doors, another one who's going to be up here a little bit later to share announcements, and then we have a huge handful more over at the gym preparing a lunch for you. That, again, it is a free lunch. The way we make the fundraiser work is through the envelopes out there, so we just want to just serve you. The students that are over there, they're a little shy when it comes to being up on the platform, and so but they really wanted to still serve you in another way. So they're back there preparing the food for you. But God is at work in the lives of our students. He is the God of yesterday. He is the God of today. And he is the God of tomorrow. And this generation of teenagers are going to make sure that the world knows about it. The next thing is these little moments at camp, whether it's having fun with friends or sitting down with an adult and talking with them or something even coming up to hear and sharing with you about what happened at camp. These moments build the kingdom. These moments shape them for something years on down the road. I actually got a text from one of our students who graduated. She is a college freshman, but she went to camp with us last year, and she found a Bible that this church gave her at her senior Sunday last year. And it was something that many of you signed, many of you just kind of highlighted your favorite verse, and it spoke to her and is helping her in College Station, miles away, hours away, but still making the kingdom of God known because of what you have done. And again, these tiny moments have huge everlasting impacts. And the final thing that I hope you got is pray for our leaders, both those who are that help out with us on Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings. Many of them are over in the gym right now. And then those who go to youth camp with us. Pray for them. Pray that God gives them energy. Pray that God gives them a lot of energy and a lot of patience, because they need both of those at 2 a.m. when there's a frisbee banging off the walls in the hallway. But also pray that God gives them the words to say. But most of all, pray for the safety of our teenagers, and pray that God opens up the hearts and the minds. So as I invite the band back up here, I'm going to have a couple of teenagers who are going to take some of these red cards right here, and they are going to give you an opportunity to engage in another moment. If you would like to pray for our teenagers while they're at camp, these cards that they have the name of an individual. And it has what grade they're in and how many years they've gone to youth camp with us. And there's a little prayer request at the bottom. If you would like to pray for our teenagers in a couple of weeks, would you just raise your hand, and our teenagers will start passing these out now as the band leads us.
Oh,
All right, church, you may be seated. Again, thank you so very much for worshiping with us today. There is a meal in the rec center. It is a free meal, but if you would like to contribute to youth camp, help us reach our goal of $11,325. Right outside those doors, there's several envelopes. Just grab an envelope with whatever God is feeling is leading you to give, and there's a black box that you can drop it in. If it starts to get kind of crowded over there, we do have another wall that if you'll head back towards the main sanctuary and head towards the nursery, there's another envelope wall there as well. Again, thank y'all so much for coming. I'm going to invite William, there he is, William to come up and share a little bit more moments that we have from our church that you can get involved with. And you need a microphone. Do y'all have the other microphone? Oh, y'all.
The Bells by the Bay Carillon Concert Series is on Sunday, April 28th at 8 o'clock p.m. on the front lawn. The guest carillonneur is Shannon Norton Richards. The senior adult lunch is on Sunday, May 5th at Elmore Hall at 11:30 a.m. Tickets are $10. The First Baptist Church Family Movie Night is the movie is Unsung Hero at 6 p.m. on May 5th at the Century 16 Theater. Tickets are $5, and they're available in the foyers today. The men's Bible study opportunity, weekday lunchtime study, contract John Campione. VBS volunteer sign-up table, June 24th through 28th. The volunteers are needed. Anyone who decorates, teachers, co-teachers, guides, and snacks.
I'll step up. What a blessing to have the opportunity today to see our students step into what is not super comfortable, maybe, right? But you did a great job. You did a great job. I appreciate, yes, yes. It is inspiring to know that God is moving in our midst. And as Micah has said, it's so important for us to pour into the next generation. If we're not doing that, we're not fulfilling the calling of the church to make disciples. That's what it means to make disciples, is to pour into people that then turn around and can pour into other people. And let me just tell you, church, there have been studies done, and Micah referenced this in the first service, but typically the statistic that is most shared is that about 80% of students that grow up in the church, when they graduate, leave home, don't return to the church, at least not for years. And how do we make a difference in that? And part of it is, as Micah has already shared, that we have to make them feel like this is their church. This is your church. I am your pastor, one of them. And so it's not just a church for adults. It's not just a church for grandparents. It's our church. Next Sunday, I will start a series on One Big Family. That's the title of the series. That it takes us all. And so there is a responsibility that we have as a church to raise up a generation of Christ followers. And it is so encouraging to see this happening. So thank you. And Micah, thank you for your leadership in that. I appreciate it so much. Before I hand the mic back over, I just want to let you know that we do have a mission trip happening this summer to the Dominican Republic. We've worked for over a decade with Connection with South Texas Children's Home and their international ministry. They have begun work in El Salvador as well. So we will be taking a group in June to the Dominican Republic. We have about 10 people signed up to go. But I am interested to know if anyone here would be interested in the fall, September, October timeframe of going with me to El Salvador for a week-long trip there. And so if you have interest, there's no definite plan yet. Before I started really planning anything, I wanted to make sure if anybody was, I don't want to go by myself. So if there's interest, then we will plan something. If there's not, then we'll let it go for another year. But I will be back in the foyer. If you have interest in learning more, possibly doing a trip to El Salvador to do mission work, I will tell you, if you've been to the Dominican, it won't be like that. The Dominican is very established, place to stay, they cook for you, all of those things. El Salvador is not developed yet, and so it'll be a little more adventurous. So just be aware of that. But if you have interest in that, come see me, and we'll get something started if there's enough folks interested. And then we'll just be dismissed, and they'll sing us out, correct? Okay. As we are dismissed today, be reminded that God is in control. God has a plan, and that plan involves making disciples. So may we be about that starting today. Amen.